matter who's managing Kilcare, there'll be big expectations. We have a lot of county footballers, and you know what, that expectations come. But no, I think we've done okay as a team, you know, and we've tried to develop other players, and I think we're going into the final in good enough shape.
In terms of the campaign, you know, came through your group fairly well, came fairly handy.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was probably, we were in the group of death, as you guys were calling it, but come here, it was tough games, you know.
First league against Guidoor.
First league, Guidoor. Like, Guidoor were very good that day in town, eh? And, you know, we had to be at the top of our notch, and it was probably Stephen McBurdy more than anybody pulled us through that game. He scored 6 or 7 points on play, and, you know, only for him, we were in real bother that day, but come here. Our league form was good after that, and it kind of set the stone for the year, you know.
Yeah, and obviously it was good considering that you probably spent a lot of time without your countrymen as well.
Yeah, like most of our countrymen would probably have only played five, six games, you know, for us all year. And but that gave other lads a chance, and you know them lads now that you know we're getting league games, we'll get a chance in the final too, and yeah. That's all good.
So you were in good shape then, obviously, for the second round of games, which came ticking fast then.
Yeah, good shape. We played our draw and down in our draw, and we done very well that day. Good professional performance from us, and then that set us up. We weren't guaranteed even promotion then. After winning our first two games, you know, we had to, you know, get over Glenswally, and anyone who's played Glenswally in Championship know that's no easy feats. So come here, we done well against Glenswally in town. Yeah.
Obviously, the fact that they had pipped you in last year's final meant you hadn't any big difficulty in motivating them for that game anyway.
No motivation needed. Now, probably the big advantage was having them at home, you know. If you'd go to Glenswally and having the one, it would have been a different animal again. But having them at home, you know, was motivation itself.
Mm-hmm. And really, since then, you haven't been tested, you know. Big win over Bundoran, big win over St Michael's.
Yeah, big one. Against Bundoran, you know, we didn't play particularly well against Bundoran. Now, we did manage to get over the line, but that would probably be more to the fact that they were missing three of their key men. Against St Michael's, in fairness, we done well for certain parts of the game, but we started very well, and having the one in the first half really just set the stall for us. We got a lead, and you know, we didn't look back from there.
Yeah, would that be a concern to you, the fact that you had it so easy in those couple of games, and especially the semi-final? You're facing a team like Niamh Connell, who had a really, really tough semi-final against Guidoor.
Yeah, of course it's a concern. I mean, like, Glenties will be battle-hardened. Come here, they've far more experience at this level too. You know, we've only been to the one final, and we've lost it in the last 24 years. So, come here, we'll be up against it. But, you know, as I say, we'll put our best foot forward and
see. But having said that, when you talk about the county men you have, you know, and obviously everybody talks about Ryan McHugh and Mark McHugh and Owen McHugh and Stephen and Patrick McBurty, you know, you have Michael Hegarty there as well, has a wealth of experience. You have Conor Doherty. You know, literally everybody has played at some level for the county.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, at times it can be a difficult enough team to pick. You know, you're nearly having county minors and county under-21s on the bench at times, which is a good problem for me to have. But now everybody's trying their best to get into the team, and they're working hard at training, and we'll see where it takes us.
And tell me, in terms of injuries, have you got any knocks or bruises?
Michael Hegarty is carrying an injury, but Michael tends to have been carrying an injury the last couple of years, but I think he'd be okay. But we're just watching him, but other than that, we're in good enough health.
Yeah, stronger team than last year, do you think? Mentally stronger, maybe even what happened last year.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot from losing a final. Yeah, indeed. Like, anybody that would have been in a final would tell you that. So you would like to think that, you know, we're in a better place, but at the same time, you know, Glenties are a battle-hardened team, and they're going to bring something different than Glenswally did.
Yeah, different type of team, different type of challenge. There's no Michael Murphy or Neil Gallagher, but they have got their own, probably a better balance to them.
Better balance is right. No, a very good team, and some very good players, you know. And as I say, I admire Leo McLoone there, and any team that has Leo McLoone in it, I always admired him as a footballer. You know, it's always going to be a hard team to beat. Very good player.
What happens to that? Kilcare has a lot of leaders all over the field. You probably have leaders in every line.
We probably would, yeah, you know, but it's you know, getting these leaders to come to the battle, you know, really at the end of the day, you know, you can lead all you want, but on the pitches where you have to do your talking, and that's, you know, what we'll be trying to do come the final.